Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun, should be dry, upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday, could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives, the second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a 3.5-year-old girl was found dead in a pond Monday morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The child's aunt says she lost sight of her outside. A bloodhound led investigators to the girl's body in a nearby pond. It is election day in Montgomery. The race for mayor and three city council seats are headed to runoffs. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off for mayor. The polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And Lead Academy's board voted unanimously Monday morning to hire Ibrahim Lee as its new principal. Lee is a former Montgomery educator and a current member of the Alabama Public Charter School Commission. Lee was one of 27 applicants. An official start date has not been announced. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7676. That's promo code 7676 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President is facing sharp criticism for his plan to pull U.S. forces out of northern Syria.
Democrats are preparing to take drastic and unprecedented steps in order to protect the identity of the whistleblower.
The director of the FBI is warning Facebook is at risk of becoming a pedophile's paradise. This is if it allows to encrypt material that all of you users post.
The NBA is trying to minimize damage after an international incident that started when an executive publicly supported anti-government protests in Hong Kong.
Unilever says it will attempt to cut in half all of its plastic consumption that it uses in its products by 2025.
He's 95 years old, but neither that nor a nasty fall kept former President Jimmy Carter from inspiring America.
I took 14 stitches in my forehead. It's one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Election day here in the city of Montgomery. The mayoral election, plus I think there are three city council races that are in runoff. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard. Welcome back to the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan. Joey, look, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here because I want to talk about this. This is a prime moment for all our millennials and them out there to look at this, what's going on with Chinacoms, the Chinas, and what they're doing to the Koreans over there. This is a communist country, guys. Look at this. It's right in front of us. We can see what they're doing. They're blocking all types of internet stuff. I think there was something to come out with Family Guy that they're blocking now. This is what the communists do. This is what the people in this country need to wake up and see. This is a good thing for them to look at and learn from this. And then what they need to do is they need to turn around after they realize and understand what's going on, and then they need to go home and they need to start hollering like the Koreans over here about the left. A wing communist what we got here with the Democrats and the rest of them. Guys, these people hate our country. They want to change our country. They want to turn it in to what you see happening over there. Now, if the Korean people have got the will to do what they're doing, well, by law, the American people need to rise up. And I'm not telling them because I need to tell them. I'm just needing to say it. That's why I'm saying it, because the American people has rose up and they see what's going on here. And, it's going to be reflected in the 2020 election. But it's just sad that these people in this country don't see how great we got it, Dan.
Yeah, you don't know how good you've got it until you ain't got it no more.
That's right. And the little clip about Ellen, everybody needs to look at it. Everybody needs to look at that because she's spot on. That was. Did y'all have anything on that, Ellen?
We didn't do the Ellen thing because it was a picture. It was more visually oriented than the story of it. Rodney, I got to go here. I got John Merrill on. Yes, sir.
And also we need to say Michael Motes, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour to win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. So once again, Michael Motes, call 396-5477. You're the latest name in the name game.
Is it really a $1,000 gift card?
Yeah, chance to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings. Incredible stuff.
Man, let's go to the phones. Let's go to our Secretary of State and good friend, John Merrill. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me what it looks like out there.
Well, turnout is extraordinarily light. That's one of the things that's of interest that I wouldn't really expect. And that may change during the day, but we're seeing anywhere between 10 and 15% turnout right now. It's just not... It's just not going the way that some people had expected.
Are you seeing that based on a particular part of town, or is that general?
Actually, I've gotten reports from several different locations, Dan, and I think that's what the theme is headed on. Fraser Church had 10% at noon, and at 1 o'clock, Sheridan Heights had 15%. So, you know, that's just not it's just not going like some people had anticipated.
Interesting. How about the, so you said Sheridan Heights was, because Sheridan Heights voted 26.7% last time, and they were at 10%?
Sheridan Heights is actually at 15% okay. At 1 p.m.
What was the other one?
And the other one was Fraser.
Okay.
And it was at 10% at noon.
Wow. That is a very low number for Fraser. Tell me, has everything run smoothly? Did you get the boxes turned on and
yes,
set?
Yes, things have gone really, really well so far. No problems that have been identified as being anything irregular, inconsistent, or of concern. I mean, there've been a couple of minor hiccups. The disabled voting machine was not on at one site. It was on, but it was not fully programmed, and that was corrected in 5 minutes after it was brought to their attention. But as far as having any particular situation, there weren't any in any location.
How about the election center? candidate David Woods was a little upset that he didn't feel that they could be in there watching the votes being totaled, but Judge Horwick did a stay and said that he could be in there. What's your call on that?
Well, what we had done is when this was first introduced to us, we actually had a conversation with the mayor, and we knew that we would have a presence there. So Ms. Blaylock from the city and Hugh Evans from our office, our attorney, who, as you know, was chief legal counsel for ethics for 30 years,
right.
They were both going to be present there at that time, and they would see all of the tabulation as it occurred. So that was all good, and we were very, very pleased with that.
Yeah, I have Frazier voted 21.93% in the last election. And you said they're at 10% right now?
That's right. It was 10% an hour ago.
So it was about 305?
Actually, Dan, hold on. It was 267 votes at 12:15 p.m.
Wow, that is a low number, or lower number. Well, listen, we have been urging everybody to get out and vote, no matter which way you're voting, to get out and exercise your right.
No doubt.
Well, John, I appreciate it. If anything comes up that you think we need to know about, just pick up the phone and give us a buzz back.
Dan, we'll do it, and feel free to check in with us anytime.
Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, our great Secretary of State, John Merrill, keeping an eye on the city election, reporting in for you. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Thank you, Dan. Just wanted to give you some poll numbers from Dozier. Dozier at 12:30, there's three boxes there. Total vote count was 648.
Okay, that's interesting. That's right at 50% of the number that they voted before. So that's actually a pretty good vote. I would say they would be pretty close to their 40%. That was a very high turnout box last time. Do you have a sense of the voters coming in, which way they were going?
I mean, the only way you could really do that would be the racial profile, and I'd hate to do that. I would say probably more Wood than Reed.
Okay. That that box last time, like I said, voted 669, and Woods got 669, Reed got 225, so he took it 2-1, but Eddie Kroll got 261. That's a pretty healthy number for Eddie. So we'll see. Rick, thank you so very much for calling in with that.
Yes, sir.
You have a great day. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am really good. And you today? Are you enjoying this pretty weather?
I'm doing great. Man, I was outside 5 o'clock this morning with a cup of coffee. It was nice and cool. So comfortable.
It really was. I tell you, I watched the sunrise this morning on my deck.
Ain't that nice?
It was really nice. And I was wearing a short sleeve shirt and my arms were a little cold.
Yeah, I went in and got me a long sleeve. Because I had a good breeze here this morning up there and slapped out. So. But hey, Mr. Moore, the reason I call, the president catching a lot of flack of wanting to pull the soldiers out of Syria.
Yeah.
And why? You know, we've been over there for 18 years?
No, I don't think we've been there for 18 years.
How long have we been there?
We've been in Afghanistan for 18 years. I guess Syria is more like 7 years,
all right, combined. I ain't got a problem with that. And these politicians that said he's doing the wrong thing, why? Get these boys and girls back home. We don't need to be a police.
Yeah, and his argument that I don't want to put U.S. soldiers' lives at risk or in harm's way for no reason at all.
Exactly. And they let them control their own country. You know, just like on Joey's show on News and Views this morning, he had a caller. You know, these people in D.C., How many of them people up there have a son or daughter in Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq? Not many.
Right.
There's good money in war. There's money to be made for bullets and equipment. They don't care about our personnel. Why don't each one of them people in D.C. and here in Alabama, our politicians, go to Syria, spend 30 days with our soldiers, live the way they live, and then come back and say that we need to bring them home? They won't do that, though, will they?
Yeah, they probably will not.
Of course not. So I'm behind the president, bringing our boys and girls home. Let them take care of their own country.
Where's
and be done with it.
Wiz, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful day. Enjoy this pretty weather.
Yes, sir. You too. Have a good day, sir.
Thanks. Wiz, coming back to you after this quick break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Reminder, any caller can get in on Squeak Squeak Farm Market Gift Basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name gets put in twice. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Boy, I tell you what, that weather, like a shot of vitamin B12 or something.
I mean, I tell you, I am so excited. My brother and I are going to meet for some cocktails after the show, and I think we're probably going to sit out on the deck or out on the balcony.
I didn't know you drank.
Yeah, it doesn't run in the family either.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was thinking about that withdrawal from Syria. You know, I try to support my president and everything and try to see what, you know, what he's doing. I try to see his point of view. And I'm going to be honest with you. After I thought about it, I don't see our presence there changing anything. All we are is we're there and we're saying, if you want to start something, you got to go through us first. But they're going to, we're going to stay in there in perpetuity.
Yeah, and let me tell you, that, you know, now you bring up a good point, because under the Trump doctrine, that's exactly it. The question is, why are we there, and when do we get the hell out of there? And yeah, that's a reasonable question, and there are too many people just, they want us to have a presence over there so we can project power. And that's, I'm looking, that may have worked in the 1980s, but I'm not sure that same doctrine works in 2019.
Dan, that's why we spend all this money on aircraft carriers. We can project power anywhere in the world in a short order. And there's no need in having our guys sit on the ground as targets living a miserable existence out there when they could be with their families and training and preparing for any eventuality. But they don't have to be targets in the process. The only concern I have is our ally, the Kurds, and their well-being. And I think before I pull out, I would have to give some guarantees with the promise that if you mess with these Kurds, we're going to come spank your bottom.
Well, Trump has basically said that. He said, you know, if they do it, we're going to ruin them economically. Now, in talking to Dr. Sorensen yesterday, that could take a while, and there could be a lot of people dead by the time that took place. But
yeah, that's not acceptable.
Joey reported to me that it seems that there has been some bombing by the Turkey into Kurds. You said Kurdish villages?
Yes. Well, it was the top headline for the Daily Mail a little while ago. Yeah, Turkey fires first shots and car bombs Kurdish supply route ahead of invasion to create a peace corridor along the border just hours before Trump pulls U.S. troops out. And
yeah,
so...
that's not...
Yeah.
They intend to go to war. And those Syrians are ruthless, especially to an inferior opponent. I'm sure they'll have their way with them because they have no air power, but they are ruthless fighters, that's for sure. And I saw a little documentary on the Kurds, and they are absolutely some amazing people.
They really are.
Resilient people. And they flat have been abused by Turkey and Turkish in the Ottoman Empire years back, and I don't think they deserve any more abuse, and we should stand up for those people.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who's actually been over there and has done some medical field work with them in Syria and also in Turkey. And he said that there's not a greater group of people. They have courage. They have big hearts. They are so thankful for anything that you do for them, anything.
Yeah. Even the women.
Yeah, the women are fighters. The women are fighters.
Yeah, they're tougher than most Syrian men. And I tell you what, that would be devastating to Donald Trump's, presidency if he would allow another genocide over there, the Kurdish people.
Yeah, he's got to be careful, because if Turkey does that and he doesn't respond, because then you got a problem, and he's kind of stuck, because if he can't respond militarily against Turkey because they're a NATO nation. But and like I said with Dr. Sorensen yesterday, economic sanctions might take a while to set in, and a lot of people could be dead by then.
Well, I would. Can't you kick him out of NATO?
You could. Do they go to Russia?
Well, they're not much of an ally like they are if they're going to go around attacking our allies.
Yeah, they're our only Middle East partner that's a NATO alliance.
Yeah, I know. That's important, but, where do you draw the line? I think human life is, a strong consideration.
Well, and I'll tell you something that in reading some stuff by somebody who really knows the subject is that what we're dealing with now is a patch quilt of 30 years of policy. And it's just this patch quilt that we're going to do this and keep these guys at check. And we're in all these places as kind of a buffer zone for folks. And it's the wrong thing for us to do. We're putting... I mean, when you look at Afghanistan, that is the story of Afghanistan.
Yeah, and you have...
But that was 18 years ago we went in there.
You have Turkey and NATO, but their leader there, whatever his name is, I can't think of it offhand, but he's a whack job. And he's brutal. And he's not a nice person to have as an ally.
Well, again, when they became an ally, they were a different country than they are now.
Well, I really do think, coming back, the president's main point actually to me stands up even to the criticism, what's going to happen to the Kurds, in the sense that what is the U.S. interest? The only one I can hear is the resurgence of ISIS. But, I mean, this is a complicated war, and I think people are forgetting it wasn't just, for folks like Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, these types, it wasn't just get rid of ISIS. It was also let's take out Assad at the same time. And on that second goal, you failed. And just sitting there in the middle of all that is not necessarily a good strategy.
I hate to say this, but this take out the leader concept,
right,
if you go through, it hadn't worked very well when the Boltons of the world have suggested that.
Right.
That was illegal, unless you declare war.
Well, what you do is you kind of look the other way while somebody else goes, Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come over here and let's have a Coors or something.
Of course,
it's like while I'm killing your leader.
Yeah.
Well, for all the Marvel fans out there, the post-credit scenes for Thor Ragnarok is Jeff Goldblum is the dictator of this Sokovia. Oh, and he's finally caught by all the citizens. He's like, oh, what a wonderful coup, everybody! What a wonderful coup! You've been a great riotous crowd for me. And then they go and kill him. But it's like, it tends to happen. And when you oppress a people for years on end,
they get pissed off.
Yeah, they might want to kill you.
They might want to do it. Rich, thanks for the cell phone call, buddy. I want you to enjoy this pretty day.
Thank you, my friend. You too, and I sure appreciate you.
You got it. Duke, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. Traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic.
Pick. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The chairman of three House committees say they'll subpoena European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He was ordered by the State Department to not show up for testimony scheduled today. The Democrats also want texts and emails they say are relevant to the investigation into whether President Trump abused his power by requesting that Joe Biden be investigated in Ukraine. The Supreme Court's heard arguments today in cases about whether LGBT people should be protected from job discrimination. John Birch represents two Michigan funeral homeowners who fired a transgender employee and says that protection is not covered under federal law.
If unelected government officials are allowed to make up the law in accordance with their own policy preferences, that will hurt everyone.
That fired employee, Amy Stevens, outside the court.
I would like to say thank you for all the support that I'm getting. I appreciate each and every one of you.
The court heard arguments in three cases related to the issue. A decision is expected early next summer. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperatures 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives. The second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is the road that leads to where I live. See the house, open the door. It's all right. It's all right. This is the house where we used to play.
2729228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke, our good friend Duke. Duke, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm really good because I'm digging this weather, and I'll be ready to get out of the studio and go enjoy it.
I hear you. I left Dozier about 10 minutes ago, and it was two machines. One was 368, and the other one was 256.
Dozier Army was 368, and the other one was two, how much?
256. And the first machine I stuck my ballot in, it spit it back out. They made me go to another machine, the other machine.
So that's a combined amount of about 615?
Uh-huh, 368 and 256.
Okay, a little more than that, okay. They voted 1,361, so you're
about
halfway there. But being 1 o'clock, unless there's going to be a surge at 5, they'll probably... Mm-hmm. And y'all voted a pretty high percentage. You voted 39%, one of the highest in the city. I mean, literally, when I'm there, only a handful there at 39%, one at 40, one at 44. But That will be a pretty good vote. If you're looking at the, let me see how different candidates sit there. If you're looking at who voted there, who do you think it would favor? Who do you think the voters were there? David Woods had 669 last time. Stephen Reed had 225. But Eddie Coyle had 261.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds about right from what I noticed anyway.
So do you think that...
I would say David Woods, I would think.
Like a 2-1 ratio or what?
Yeah, I would. I'd say 2-1.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
No, you cannot. Yes, you can. You know you can do it. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 8-8.
It's still 8-8?
Yes, and I got something for Joey for lunch for hooking me up with the East of the Rockies. I hadn't just tell him I hadn't forgot about that. I told him I'd get him lunch.
Well, anyway, I'm usually here till 3, so it might be a late lunch, early dinner sort of thing.
I was going to get you a gift certificate, but I got you taken care of.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll be in touch with you, brother. Thanks. Thank you for what y'all do.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
So you're doing a little concierge stuff?
I guess so. I appreciate it, Duke. I don't expect anything like that. Before we went to the clips, it's not great for the radio audience, but this, if you look on the Daily Mail at their article on what Turkey's doing with the Kurds, this graphic, this map they made is fantastic. Really lays out that, because it's not clear in press reports, because it's all focused on the politics of it, but Turkey is already controlling part of Syria. And what they're essentially going to do is move across the northern part of Syria and create this corridor. And that's where the Kurds currently are stationed and where U.S. troops were stationed, not many. And I was reading Pat Buchanan, for instance, earlier today, and he was saying that last time they moved the Kurds out in areas they already control, Turkey does, the Kurds left. And there wasn't a major massacre. So we'll see how it works out. But it's not good. Apparently bombing of supply routes to current areas where the Kurds occupy are already being bombed by Turkey.
Let's pull to the clips here and see what we got. Let's do this. Can you pick up with the... let's do Catherine Herridge. This was last night, talking about the whistleblower and the second whistleblower coming up. But this was last night.
There is apparently now a second whistleblower who is claiming to have firsthand knowledge of President Trump's phone call with his counterpart in Ukraine and maybe more. We're also learning new information tonight about what the Inspector General for Intelligence knew or did not know concerning that first complaint. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge tells us what that all means tonight.
Behind closed doors, sources close to the matter tell Fox News that intelligence community watchdog Michael Atkinson told lawmakers all he knew about the whistleblower's contact with staffer Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff came through the media. Atkinson did not know how many times the whistleblower contacted Schiff's committee between the president's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader and August 12th when the complaint was filed. Republicans said Schiff has a conflict because only his team can fill in the gaps.
The president who is there attempting to remove from office on the basis of this impeachment deserves to know what type of contact there was.
But Democrats said the president's call with the Ukrainian leader is much more than a process issue.
He's putting our national security at risk by trying to use other governments against American citizens. We've never seen anything like this.
On Twitter, the whistleblower's legal team confirmed a second intelligence official came forward with direct knowledge of alleged misconduct by the president. Quote, second whistleblower does possess firsthand knowledge of certain info. There is no legal requirement for any whistleblower to have such knowledge. Law only requires a reasonable belief. A new letter from 90 former national security and diplomatic officials, including harsh critics of the president, said the whistleblower followed the rules. Quote, all Americans should be united in demanding that all branches of our government and all outlets of our media protect this whistleblower and his or her identity. The Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee laid down a marker.
Here's what I'm going to insist upon, that the whistleblower, one or two, whatever, they come forward under oath, testify so the public can judge your credibility.
And former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, who was interviewed last week, resigned from the McCain Institute, saying he, quote, risks becoming a distraction from the accomplishments and continued growth of the Institute.
And tonight, Fox News can confirm that on July 26th, one day after the president's call with the Ukrainian leader, the first whistleblower wrote a two-page single-spaced memo to themselves. Using dramatic language, the whistleblower says of a White House official, quote, described the July 25th call as crazy, frightening, and completely lacking in substance related to national security. That dramatic language and tone are worth comparing to the now public transcript.
Okay. So he wrote it the day after. Now, here's something that kind of came to me, and that is, I've always thought Jerry Nadler totally screwed up the Corey Lewandowski interview. He made a fool of himself, and they took the whole thing away from him and moved it over to Show. That has some factual basis to it, but one of the reasons it is believed that it moved it over to Schiff is because Schiff has contacts, because he's the head of Intel, with Intel community types. Matter of fact, I was told, he hired a retiring Intel officer to be a committee staff person back in the July, August of 2017. Very prominent position, too. So, think about it. So, he's doing all this, and it has a very Intel kind of feel to it. Do everything behind closed doors, make accusations, throw out disinformation, and malign people. And just keep giving the specter of doubt, this cloud, this ether that's besetting the country. So, I really think that the Intel community has got their hooks and connections into Adam Schiff, and that's why he's the guy. And he can do all this secretly, and the thing is, he takes orders well because he loves these people. Okay, so Catherine Herridge is going to continue on with the big thing today, and that is the EU ambassador testifying. Well, he's not going to be testifying, and Adam, he's all beside himself.
We have a Fox News alert for you. It's breaking right now. The lawyer for the former U.S. ambassador to the EU now says the State Department is ordering him not to appear on Capitol Hill today. The New York Times also reports he will not be answering questions.
Gordon Sondland was expected to take the stand as part of the impeachment push against President Trump and be deposed today.
Our own Catherine Herridge joins us live from Washington with what this means for the investigation.
Things have been moving very quickly in the last 10 minutes. Just as recently as that, we heard from lawmakers that they were expecting Gordon Sondland on the Hill in this closed-door transcribed interview. It's not under oath, but there's the same impact if the witness lies or misleads investigators. And then the last few minutes, we got confirmation that the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, will be holding a news conference at 9:30 Eastern to take reporters' questions. Would seem now on the decision by the State Department to block this interview this morning with Gordon Sondland. He matters because he sent a series of text messages in September which rebutted or pushed back against allegations that the president's conversation with the Ukrainian leader in July 25th and the hold on military assistance were part of a quid pro quo involving an investigation of Joe Biden. The good news is with that 9:30 news conference, Adam Schiff will be able to ask him some of our other questions about why he was not more forthcoming about his office's early contact with the whistleblower guys.
Well, good luck with that.
Well, Catherine, any idea of why they would block him and they didn't block Volker or Atkinson? I don't want to give you bad information. It'd only be speculation.
But, Catherine, we do know that last week Mike Pompeo essentially said we're going to block all of them because they haven't had enough time to prepare. Mr. Volker last week, however, volunteered to appear before the committee.
Well, Volker is out of the State Department. He's a former special envoy. He had resigned after the transcript was made public, so he's a private citizen and can make his own decisions. Sondland is currently a U.S. ambassador to the European Union, so effectively one of Pompeo's employees, so has to follow the directives of the State Department. And if you remember back, I'm glad you mentioned, Steve, the letter from Secretary Pompeo, because he laid out a very compelling legal argument for why proper notification and other sort of processes had not been followed by the committees.
Now, the White House is taking a real tactical approach to this whole thing. They're sending letters saying you need to do an impeachment vote. If you don't do an impeachment vote, we're basically going to ignore you. If you're doing things that are impeachment oriented without an impeachment vote, which I think is a very smart move. The other thing is they're kind of saying you're not going to release this information, so why are we going to give you information behind closed doors that you're not willing to release? Everything needs to be public. And that's making them look bad. Because why are you trying to keep it quiet like this? So you can start controlling the narrative? I think that Adam Schiff and company are going to, I literally think a group of intel people are running this operation, but I think they're about to get overdone by the IG and some other stuff that's about to come out. Okay, so let's go to Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general, talking about the Barr investigation. Listen in.
Do the Democrats be concerned? Is Bill Barr the type of person, you know him well, type of person to go running all over the world for just like the fun of it to make it look like this is serious?
No, I think this is a very purposeful effort to take John Durham with him, introduce him, say, you know that I'm looking at this inquiry. This is John Durham. He is the person who's conducting it. Please give him everything you can as to the origins of this investigation. And you can see with some of these folks on the media, like Clapper, for example. I mean, they're worried. They're trying to discredit. They're suggesting that somehow this is illegitimate to look at why we even had this investigation. But you and I both know, and a lot of American people know, that there's really no explanation as to how a Carter Page FISA turned into a criminal investigation of the president.
Of the president, while Lawrence steps on him. I think it's absolutely right. They're getting panicked because Barr is on the loose. You know, they're going, and Joe Scarborough does this. You know, why is he over in Italy? There are people dying of opioids. Why is he over in Italy? Well, Bill Barr's not going to save anybody from opioids. Now, he can direct somebody to go do something about it, but this is so big, and they are getting panicked. Imagine the amount of egg on people's face when this thing happens. And they have one of two choices. They kind of go, we were wrong, not very likely to do it, or they are presenting this thing in the wrong way, and they're going to find fault in it to try to make them right. It is amazing to me what Chuck Todd did, what George Stephanopoulos, what Joe Scarborough, all these people are doing. They're basically using the same line. There's no proof that Biden did anything wrong. That's a conspiracy theory. They're trying to debunk everything. So when it comes out, how they handle this is going to be important. And I'm telling you, this is where the media, the public, needs to be up in arms against the media. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Enjoy News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Going back to Matt Whitaker on the Republicans' conspiracy theory here, that, you know, and that's what all the, that's what the Democrats are saying. They're all saying the same thing. This is a conspiracy theory.
This is so stunningly obvious to me, but just like the post-Mueller playbook, the media has gone, as Mr. Whitaker says, out of his way. It's a way to discredit Barr's investigation. They have to do that by labeling him not as someone who's former respected attorney general, second time attorney general, but he's just like a random political pundit.
Where in the world is Attorney General William Barr hunting for conspiracies? That's where.
He's jetting all around the world, spending that time to focus on an investigation that's really only notable because it's a vehicle for the president to seek political revenge on his enemies.
They're trying to retroactively fit evidence to fit this conspiracy theory.
So the word conspiracy theory, it's everywhere in the press, everywhere.
It is. The left has been unified really throughout the last 3 years to have everybody singing from the same hymnal. It is almost, you watch a 24-hour news cycle and you can see that they sent out the talking points to everybody and they're all saying the same thing. And one of the things that I know is that you don't hear anything about now about the Mueller investigation as a basis for this impeachment inquiry. It's all about Ukraine. And you know how fast and furious it came on before they even had the transcript, before they had the whistleblower complaint. Now they've realized the deficiencies in the complaint, and so they got a second whistleblower that they don't want to put in front of the American people. One of the number one tenets of the American judicial system is to confront the witnesses against you. And that's exactly what they don't want to happen, because they know these whistleblowers will completely fold, and we've all seen the evidence. We've seen the transcript, and we know that there's no there. It's a complete waste of time.
And again, that's what they're going to do. They're going to sit there and say, yeah, he's doing this for political purposes. He's trying to do it to divert attention away from his impeachment by accusing somebody else of doing something wrong. And there's no evidence there. They're going to try to malign Barr and Horowitz and Durham. And if the media is complicit with it, they're going to be able to do a damn good job with it until the public catches on and they say something about it. And I hope they do. I hope they hope the public goes absolute nuts over this. And they're trying to brace themselves, because I can kind of feel it with the IG report and the origin of the FISA warrant. And I think that's going to be damning. But then when you get into other countries' involvement and some of the heads of these agencies manipulating that, that's going to be the big, big, big deal. Let's continue on with the final part of Matt Whitaker talking about Schiff and the panicked Democrats when the information comes out.
How disturbed were you when, back to Adam Schiff for a moment, Bob Barr touched on this, when we had Adam Schiff making up what was in the transcript, then the media just lets him get away with saying, oh, that was a joke. When Trump says something's a joke,
right,
oh, he's lying. Trump is joking about like half, you know, he's trying to like poke the media. But when he says something without all seriousness, they just let him get away with it.
Right. I have never seen a member of Congress paraphrase a document
and distort completely.
And distort completely and make it look nefarious, when really, this is, again, the American people can see with their own eyes what happened on that phone call. And I don't know why we need sort of people to bring it to life. Last time they tried to have an individual bring it to life, Mueller, it completely blew up in their face. I can only imagine now when they have these interpretive recitations of transcripts and these whistleblowers, what this is going to turn into.
They don't want Bill Barr and John Durham.
No.
On this case. How, I mean, I know Durham just a little bit by reputation. I know Barr well. Those guys, they don't mess around. This is not like some political fantasy. These are serious men with a serious mission. And what happened to people on the left who used to care about corruption and civil liberties and votes being counted properly and the U.S. government forces not being used in a police state means? They used to care about stuff like
General
that.
General Barr has every right to look in this and should, because I know the same thing that he said is what I found, is when I asked questions when I was acting attorney general, I couldn't get any answers as to what was the substantiation, what was the predicate for this investigation, how did the president become a criminal target in an investigation? No one could give those answers, and until the American people get those answers from the Department of Justice, it's really going to have a credibility challenge, I think.
Several things here. One is the lack of how curious the press is. The press is not curious at all on this subject. During the old days, if this would have been a Democrat, a Republican, they would have picked up the ball and just researched everything they could about it. What happened? Putting the ends and getting them to meet. They are the total lack of curiosity of this. The other thing is the reason we are here, and clearly understand that, the reason we are here is because of the media. If the media would be doing their job, we wouldn't be where we are right now. The media and you guys need to be, when this stuff happens, you need to be outraged. And you need to let them know how outraged you are. Because they turned a blind eye to this whole thing. And when somebody would say something about it, they'd call them a conspiracy nut and say that's been totally debunked. And it's not, they're not willing to look anywhere for the facts. A reporter should, an investigative reporter in particular, should be looking at the fact. Then they're out maligning John Solomon. And now they're on the Molly Hemingway beat her up type bandwagon, because she gets a twofer. She's trying to help Kavanaugh, and she's looking at this other stuff. And Sarah Carter, they're hitting her hard. They're trying to take those people out, and that's why I think the intel community is coordinating this, because they know you need to take out the sources of the information that may hurt you. Take them out so your disinformation campaign can continue going. That's what this all this is about. It's about disinformation. Remember, I've told you this 1,000 times. The intelligence community is about disinformation, not about spying. It's about taking information and giving you the wrong information so you'll think one thing when it really is another. That was a lesson I learned in Washington, D.C. from seeing it on a firsthand basis. I'll give you an example. When we were traveling overseas, we knew we were being eavesdropped on.
Oh, sure.
Particularly when we were doing satellite link-ups. They came to us and they said, make up stuff. And right. put it on there. And we would make up stuff. And we had them going. We had them going. And they were bugging our rooms and we would say stuff. And it would get, particularly the Chi-Coms, the Chinese, they were listening to the, I think I told the story before, they were sitting there talking and said, somebody goes, did you have any hangers in your closet? And said, I only had like 3. And so we're going through and we're having a talk and somebody goes, me too. And they go, me too. And so we continue our conversation and all of a sudden you hear this. And staff person goes over and opens the door, and this person comes in with hangers going, oh, so sorry. Bringing in hangers, hangers up all over the place.
Thank
and
you, Albert.
We were looking at each other and said, like, that's beyond obvious there. Beyond obvious.
That's hilarious.
But that's what they would do. Exactly what they would do. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.